And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, 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 dear listeners. As you heard, France just leaving out there, you know, we will never be known by anything else. We will always be Eagle FM, we will always keep our eye, you know, on the ball, on the discussion points that we bring you daily. And also, once again, as we're getting into this time slot for the brand conversation, this is where we start. Now, where we left off in terms of the brand conversation was looking at some of the most important, you know, trends to take a look at on social media platforms. Because on social media, there is the social media marketing space. Now, it's not to say that it's something different. It is, however, on its own, a specific kind of, you know, activity that you should focus on and give its time and respect that it needs and requires. Why do I say this? Well, let's take, for example, the comparison that we had just last week in terms of the traditional marketing media versus social media marketing. There was a whole bunch of, you know, comparisons that that we went through and looked at. And most of them were in the aspect of that, you know, traditional media is somewhat limiting in its presence. However, also, it is also specific in terms of the geographic location that it's being placed or distributed or being viewed or being broadcasted. However, with social media marketing, first off, you can go global. You can go global. But going global does not always mean you'll be able to, you know, generate the required reaction or required interest levels that you would be anticipating or would be expecting. Now, those are two different facets to look at. However, we stepped into a whole new discussion that brought us into the top digital marketing trends for 2022 alone. Even though we are already 5 months into this year, almost halfway through, however, this does pose very serious discussion points to look at. Now we already covered artificial intelligence in marketing, the metaverse in itself, live stream commerce as well, augmented reality, voice search optimization was where we ended at. Those were one of the important elements to take a look at. To start off first, because they would be the most obvious and be the most sort of like active trends to make use of for social media marketing. Now, understand, guys, understand this. Conventional marketing does have its roots, not its roots. Conventional marketing still has its place with even in social media marketing. But you've got to understand this. With social media, people, the audience now, I'm talking about those people, the audience and those and the people within the audience cluster are all factoring and seeing your messages from a different perspective. What do I mean by this? If you had to buy a newspaper, a magazine, a journal, and a one or other type of, you know, current affairs publication, what the people would know is, or the audience would know, is that they are buying this thing knowing full well that there is going to be marketing messaging in those mediums. If they go and watch TV, they know full well that there is going to be advertising incorporated within the programming. If they go, for example, to a cinema even, they will know there will be ads at the beginning or just before the movie they have to watch. If they drive on a highway, they can anticipate that there will be billboards positioned along the highway. If they go into a mall, they will know that there's going to be some sort of music or some sort of radio playing through the mall's entire, you know, speaker system. They know that. If they walk into a retailer, they know there's going to be some form of in-house, in-store radio frequency going to be played and some ads going to be also incorporated. You get that in some shops here in Namibia. They know that. The customer, the audience will know that. They are anticipating for that. They are factoring it in. But what they do not, what they don't always factor in is social media. On social media, they expect to see things from people they follow and people that follow them, people that they've established some form of digital friendship connection with, and vice versa. And they anticipate that they would just be uploading things of interest or of common interest between a broader group of people, and everyone would be taking a look at these various posts. Slid in somewhere in between there, it would look a bit out of place. Yes, you guys have seen it on your home feeds for your various social media platforms, finding an ad in between there, being slid in there. It would look a bit, you know, weird, but not to the point that would be noise or considered noise to you. What is noise in advertising? Noise is when it actually changes your attitude towards the advert. If you were accustomed to just seeing all the feeds from your Facebook friends there on your Facebook platform, and now suddenly you see, you know, there are ads being popped in here in between the feeds itself, you know, breaking up your feed, you would obviously go like, but this is annoying. For some of us who make use of a free, you know, those free movie sites to watch movies on, you know, for us that don't want to pay for stuff online, what happens there? Well, what happens there is that you see the occasion of the pop-up ads. You guys know, you guys have all seen pop-ups, right? When you click on a function and then before you get there, you are opening up your browsers, opening up like what, five types of windows or tabs, but you are only clicking on one thing. And those are the pop-ups that sometimes come through. And those are annoying as well. Now, in today's discussion, starting off fully with our second part of taking a look at social media trends or digital marketing trends to factor in, is, this is now part two of this, is going into this next discussion. Now, where we go to, guys, is we ended off yesterday with voice search optimization. Today we're getting into programmatic advertising. Well, not programmatic. Actually, we ended with programmatic because what the LelaPay function that we have here, that we've also, you know, been generating awareness about, that's essential. Also, what the LelaPay function aims to do with programmatic advertising, wherein you, as the customer, you feed in your message from the one side, you do your payment, and you select which platform it goes out on. Where do you want to target your messaging? And that is essential, you know, in terms of the latest digital marketing trends. We get into another one known as chatbots. Chatbots are also another kind of AI. Well, it is a sort of AI function. But look at a chatbot more in the communication stream of things, not fully in the marketing stream of things. Chatbots are to be considered as one of the top digital trends, top digital marketing trends to happen for this year, because this is an AI-based technology that makes use of instant messaging to chat with customers and with also site visitors. You see that all the time, guys. You see it on platforms where you've got to pay for things. You see it on platforms where you've got to try and navigate a website. You see it on, well, the first time that any of us ever saw it was on Windows. You guys remember on the Microsoft, the Windows platform, I think it was the 2000? Windows 2000 or something like that, in that form, where the Microsoft Word application itself had a little assistant. You remember that guy that looked like a light bulb? That chappy? Well, that was, you know, one of the first instances where you could see a sort of like a digital assistant helping you with whatever task that you were busy with or whatever, you know, you were trying to achieve. And that's just one of the first indications of it. However, that was solely used in sort of like a assistant role, a digital assistant role. Here with chatbots, chatbots aim to take the communication level to the next level. Why do I say this? Well, in the world of us, you know, being accustomed to call centers, being accustomed to various platforms where customer service is to be sourced from, in other occasions, you actually don't want to spend like 30 minutes going to stand in a queue just to ask a question. You want to get in and you want to get out quick. You want to get in quick and you want to get out quick. So if there's a query that needs to be discussed, you want that query, you know, to be assisted as quickly as possible, because it's right now. Right now you're thinking about it. Right now you want to deal with it. Right now you want to get your answer. Right now you want to, you know, sort of like act on the information that you get. In other cases, chatbots are also there to assist you with frequently asked questions. Because we have to be honest, a lot of people don't go to the FAQ sections of websites because, you know, you don't want to go and read so long. And ultimately also there are some people that don't like reading things on a screen. It impacts their eyes. Well, that is, you know, one of just such indications. However, with a chatbot on a website, you'll be able to feed in your question and the chatbot will be able to respond back either through some form of noise or some form of, you know, automated speech. It'll feed it in. Now, you've got to understand that this is an AI-based technology that makes use of instant messaging to chat with customers and also with site visitors. It's also designed to communicate with customers by textual or auditory methods. I'm personally uneasy about it, but for any of you who have seen, you know, Alexa and Siri applications happening, especially with your Apple phones and then, you know, these technologies being extended to the house, I'm a little bit uncomfortable because you have to ask the question, you know, where does the bridge end? Because I know for some people it looks very cool having, you know, so much technology or being aligned with so much technology and having so much technology at their disposal. However, it's also a question about, you know, does it actually help you with any kind of need that you need? Now, I'm talking about from the customer perspective, because in some cases, just to let you know, guys, these chatbots are also sometimes data collectors. They also collect your visiting data. You guys have heard of the cookie policies that a lot of websites across the world are now implementing consistently. It's been going on for two to three years now, but it actually spans from that cookie discussion, because imagine also that these same chatbots could also have a different function to them, meaning that they learn, adapt, and can also gather information at the same time. Now, for a business, you can leverage the use of a chatbot to engage with customers on your digital platforms. If you're a company or business that has a physical, you know, customer service department, this chatbot function to be implemented either on a website or either on social media platforms is ideal as well, because your customer service department would be dealing ultimately with either phone-ins or with walk-in clients coming directly into the distribution points. the chatbot on the other end will be taking a look at the digital spheres, the digital spaces, that i.e. that being either on your social media or on your website, to assist with purchase decisions and with frequently asked questions in most cases. Most cases.
Gusa etokoro lyo uhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro lye yowamba zuma okokom, dimo gwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantantatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura kwa Facebook kwa VMMC Namibia.
Hello Namibia. Indira pamwe nate muyuni wa LelaPay. LelaPay onkaro ompu wa mafutiro nokusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodhi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhana nokutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko LelaPay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka LelaPay nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomafio, omatumaraka gomakarero ya mbeku gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza Orapo Duranda tu ni siringa itano metumaraka kehe. LelaPay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko LelaPay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekiri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae oshari eto turamo omaothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka tupurwa uudhise. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omaothemba goe kogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Runge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindimpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumo etumaraka joe otari turu wako Eagle FM imba LelaPay nenge kwa The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa mwewe yokomake. Tumina inimawe kwa digital etumalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi tudengera nena kono rakheta tuimwe mbari nora ndatungoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rakheta tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeri yari. LelaPay yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
Now, as we come back from the break right there, now, understand, guys. Now, the benefits that a company can generate from a chatbot is, you know, one of a few things. But there are a lot of benefits about it, because the first and obvious one is that this chatbot function will run 24/7, 365. Remember, it won't be switched off. Instant responses can also be generated. That means, for example, if you've got a website, you can possibly deal with queries, questions, interest coming from customers that are not just in your country or on the continent, but also for different parts of the world, ultimately, because they would know at least there's a website that they can go to, and ultimately they can, they can always get some sort of assistance from the website platform as well. Just to give you a little bit of insight, about 63% of people prefer to deal with messaging on chatbots or messaging from chatbots in order to communicate with businesses or brands. That's a pretty healthy statistic right there. Now, this virtual support also provides excellent customer services in most cases. And however, some customers would obviously notice that they're dealing with an AI, because you would ask a question and then the AI might misinterpret your request, and then you would just be sitting there like, you know, going like, well, that's not the answer I was actually asking for. However, That leads us on to our next point, that being personalization. Now, personalization is one such detail, one such trend that actually forms part of the chatbot, the AI marketing, the programmatic advertising, the augmented reality discussion, and also the live stream commerce discussion. Because you've got to understand that most of them are always interlinked. It's either that one of those points will either fall more on its own unique trait, but it still will still resemble one of the other functions. Now, personalization is one such other platform. For example, if you want to outperform your competitors as a business and you want to stand out in a market, you must focus on personalizing content, products, and emails even. For example, personalization is the next big trend that will soon become an industry standard as well. Meaning people will see, okay, there's this car standing here, but I don't want to have the same white car like the guy next to me. I don't want the car to be the same color scheme even. So what will happen? What will happen is that you'll be allowed for the purchase price that you'll be, you know, paying for. You'll be allowed to do certain aspects or certain amendments to the product you're purchasing so that you feel that you have had a personalized touch on the product that you're purchasing. What does this mean, guys? Well, according to some research coming from Instapage, one of those sort of like tools or instruments that deal with research on social media platforms, is that about 63% of consumers are annoyed with the fact that brands repeatedly keep blasting generic advertising messages. Generic. People get annoyed at generic messaging. 80% of such consumers also say that they are more likely to do business with a company if it offers them personalized experiences. Personalized experiences. Now, more personalized experiences usually come out of the services sector. You guys know it. I know it. The services sector is one such platform where personalization has always been being done, has always been being being recreated. Because in the services sector, for example, each one has a different kind of level of experience with the service that they have paid for. If we go to the same game farm, the guy that has seen more lions, not just on a TV screen, but also in real life, will not be in a wow factor, for example, like the guy next to him that has never seen a wild animal, that has never even been outside of a city. So for that person, it's an eye-opening experience. They will be over the moon in terms of their excitement levels, and everything will be a new experience for them. For those of us who have seen what a cow looks like, and what a pig looks like, and what five types of goats look like, or sheep, that will be nothing new. So personalized experiences in terms of for customers and for even prospective customers, they value this approach. They truly value it. Lastly, about 90% of consumers also claim that they find personalization much more appealing. Much more appealing. It's one of the reasons why, especially social media platforms are so successful, because social media platforms sell the notion of personalization to you, to us. You can change, you can have a wallpaper, you can have 50 kinds of profile pictures, you can change the layout. You can see, you can change who can see your stuff. You can change how public your profile can be. You can do all those functions. And it's specifically with regards to the personalization that people see on their social media platforms, because remember, we are talking about the digital marketing trends, that people will take that same notion. They will take that same notion from what they've been allowed to experience on social media platforms. They'll take that personalization, that customization element.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva pe yuva. Monao, for global parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vater. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natua wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no topra. Tuvada pomura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Now coming back in terms of, the personalization element, could you just have to remember that people, since their experiences with social media and social media platforms, they will expect the same aspect of customization to be traveled or to be communicated or to be, you know, cascaded throughout much of the modern day realm of business, marketing, branding, as well as even other functions of society. People will want, because they've been exposed so much to it, they will want that takeaway. They want their own takeaway personalized to them, to their character, to what they like, to what they feel. Now, if you as a business person out there can tap into that, you will be hitting jackpot every time, because people will be firstly positively placing and positioning your brand within the brand recognition, brand recall, brand perception discussion. As also in terms of that, they will then continuously further on promote your brand, you know, to their own close clusters, for example, through the aspect of viral marketing, word of mouth discussions, and so on. Now, just to give you a tangible example of this personalization element. So, we are all accustomed with Starbucks from the USA, the coffee, the takeaway coffee brand. Now, Starbucks itself introduced a gamified mobile app that keeps track of a number of times a customer would visit, you know, one of their outlets, and also the purchase history of the customer and their locations. So first and foremost, you know, they take the behavioral tendency, the behavioral aspect of this customer, and they incorporate this in some sort of app that tracks performance. And they use nice kinds of discussion points here, because I have it open up here in front of me. They use various kinds of sort of like labeling, like star dash, it, to say, you know, visit 4 to 6 times after 2 p.m. and collect up to 100 bonus stars. Usually there would be a reward at the end of that. So in that same sense, a lot of the customers were thinking, hey, I'm supporting for a reward. I'm supporting this brand for a reward at the end of the day. And it's all personalized. It's all personalized. It's on their mobile phones. They download the app and they get involved with the brand. Now, this personalization allows customers to customize their drinks. Can you believe it, guys? You can customize your drink, your coffee. And it also enables them to receive rewards, because ultimately, in a customer's psyche, up here, in the psychological makeup, people tend to do things out of motivation. You got to motivate them to do something. Especially if you want them to spend more money with you, you've got to motivate them in one or other factor. And one such factor is the successful implementation of using a rewards-based system. Guess what, guys? What this little thing did for Starbucks? It spiked their revenue by $2.5 billion. Coffee, a takeaway coffee brand, had a spike of $2.5 billion. Just that notion. Now, as we finish up with personalization, for example, on that matter, we get into another trend which has been one of the most, well, consistent, as well as also the oldest of the digital trends, because I personally would not consider this a trend if it was not for the one word within the whole, you know, terminology incorporated in there, personalized and automated. Now, this is all about automated and personalized email marketing. You guys have to understand, email marketing is one of the oldest kind of digital marketing platforms or trends, and you know, with social media being the youngest, but email marketing is one of the oldest. It's one of the oldest. Now, email marketing at that stage in this case is similar to like using infomercials on a TV. You know, it's, and I'm just on the email marketing notion. I'm not yet on the personalized or automated. I'm just on email marketing. You would send out messages because there's a database of people that have these devices that can project or can broadcast the message to these people. So your email is to the email address. For TV, for an infomercial, it's to a TV. Now, if it's automated and personalized, you can directly target customers or set customer demographics that you know would have an interest for the product and for the messaging. Now, automated email marketing, guys, is sending emails to customers automatically based on triggers or schedules that you set. So, what is the most important thing here? Well, look at it as a picture of three. You have you, the business. You've got the platform. Then you've got the consumer on the end. What happens is that you, the business, feeds in your planned messaging into this platform that is filled with a database of email addresses. Usually, you would see it sometimes, guys, as the things that you would occasionally subscribe from receiving messaging, that either being dating sites or various other kinds of sites that ask you, can we send you notifications and stuff like that, enter your email address here and stuff like that. That's the kind of websites that I'm talking about that can give you regular and weekly or daily messaging. It's in that same space, in that same sense. And this is exactly what happens. The company feeds in messaging into this platform with a database of email addresses, and they regularly, transmit messaging through this platform, and it constantly goes like that every time. Sometimes into the levels of annoyance levels, where you would be forced to go like, I'm unsubscribing from this message. It is unfortunately one of the sort of like, you have to consider it as some sort of intrusive communication. Social media, people will still tolerate advertising. People will really still tolerate advertising. But the moment you come even closer to them, like into their inboxes, their email address inbox, people will just go like, ha-ah. Trash, or spam, listed as spam. I know, I've done the same as well. Because at one stage I was trying to look for something, but some websites would ask you, kindly feed in your email address, because we want to send you updates. And you would go like, oh, okay, let me give you my email address, and then you start seeing that, the updates that they're sending is not really, does not really have that selling, that closing element to say, hey, listen, we've got this new product. This is what it is. This is the price. Come through. Have a look at it on our website. They don't. Now, Emails have always been the most reliable channel of digital marketing. They've always been that. Promotional emails are also an amazing way to reach out to your customers and also let them know what your organization has achieved or any sale that you might have coming up. Also on top of that is that yet due to overusage of mass email tactics. Yes, guys, this is where the disadvantage comes down. Because it has been overutilized by so many people across the world, most people have stopped responding to promotional mails. Some people will even write to you, say, hi, please take me off your emailing list. This is becoming annoying. Yeah, I've seen those things. Now, I also understand, guys, personalization in this element of email marketing is a great way to bring back the attention of a customer and also to create a far more engaged customer base from that. According to some research with regards to automated and personalized, especially the personalized element, you are 6 times more likely to get a click from an email than from a tweet. Remember, I shared this last week, this discussion point, that email marketing is even still more successful than the big name social media platforms. You will get a click 6 times more quicker than from a tweet. Now, you've got to add this in also that there's a call to action button incorporated in your emails. You guys have always seen that. There's a little button that says there, click now or click here or do this or follow the link to be redirected to a website. You guys have all seen that. Now, with that call to action button in your emails, instead of just a simple text link that can lead to a 28% increase in a click through, I mean, if you look at that comparison even, the call to action button, you know, creates better success than just adding a hypertext link to a bunch of text. Then also, you've got 78% chance of marketers, or where 78% of marketers have seen an increase in engagements, including, you know, by using this click, this personalized email marketing platform in the last 12 months. So, in that same space, email marketing is still there, it's still alive, it's still doing its thing, it's still generating the interest levels. However, it doesn't matter how intrusive it can be in most cases, or even how annoying it might be for some people, because yes, that's the intrusion and the annoyance levels. And we've got a factor in, and this is what happens, guys. It is genuine. It is genuinely the truth. Now, as we come close to our next ad break, we're quickly going to also just highlight, you know, one of the two things that we're going to be ending on for today's program. And this will ultimately bring us to the end of the digital marketing trends to look at for today. Because this will bring us up to that end. But ultimately, on that note, let's see each other again shortly after the short break as we head into the last leg of the program.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. LelaPay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on LelaPay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Now coming back, guys, and heading into the last leg here of today's program of the brand conversation. So, where we find ourselves after the email, the automated email marketing discussion, is that we head into marketing automation. Now, marketing automation, guys, once again, if you hear the word automation, there is one or other form of making use of a technology to actually disperse the information. Now, automation drastically has lifted the industry in the last year, and it's also going to be one of the major digital marketing trends for 2022, because marketing automation is in itself all about streamlining the processes and automating them to make them more smooth, effective, and faster. Now, this, guys, does feed into the other, programmatic advertising that I mentioned yesterday. It is also an automation element. This is also automation once again, for example, in the sense of like with Lela Pay, you feed in your message, you do your payment, you choose where it has to be placed or broadcasted. That's what it does. That's one of the automation aspects to be considered in. Now, automation, you got to understand, is to make the whole process smoother, more effective, and faster. One of the best uses of marketing automation is going to be under lead collection and nurturing. You know, from the realms of a sales function that I've always seen is that you always had lead generation, lead conversion, and then closing the sale. Now you've got other terminologies coming through with lead collection and nurturing. These are just people that would just talk about the product, talk about the message, and all they would do is just get the interest levels and share it on or nurture the interest level further. Well, I don't know about the nurturing element. I know that in terms of the sales function, people will, you know, there are some people that are good at selling a product and some people that are good at just delivering the product. Marketing automation, however, it'll make it a little bit difficult because in terms of the digital trend itself, you'll still want some form of, you know, just further understanding. You know, isn't there a personalized element to the whole product offering? And ultimately, you know, what would be the extra realm of cost to consider? Now, if you manage to bring a lot of traffic to your website, but you do not collect the effective leads at the right time, then the traffic makes no sense in that same regard. Because with the help of marketing automation, you can integrate various customer relationship marketing tools or management tools, customer relationship management tools, and also lead nurturing software that then assists you in collecting leads at any time of the day and making the process more personalized to the customers. Now, after these leads are collected, you've got to understand, you can also nurture them stage by stage systematically. And that this ultimately will ensure a higher and more qualitative conversion rate of the customer. But that takes us into our next digital trend. This one being influencer marketing. Influencer marketing has been around for quite a time, especially if you're a regular consumer of YouTube content. That's where a lot of influencers are based. That's also where a lot of influencers began on. Now, influencer marketing, guys, is where digital marketing is technically a digital marketing trend that is still going, that is still exploring new horizons. The concept of this is that the concept of influencer marketing is a very stillborn, and yet also it indicates that there is so much market saturation around it. So many people are influencers in the world. So many people are being piggybacked by companies and brands. So many people. I give you the example of the Namibian that I personally know of. I'm just not know mentioning his name, but he also started his own following just from playing games. But he is actually doing influencer marketing through the sponsorships that he has on his channel, on his Facebook channel. And the ultimate thing is, you know, it was a sense of just the brands just taking their discussion a little bit further. And the guy has some decent numbers. He's got some decent numbers in terms of following. Now, let's understand this, guys. The hype around macro influencers. Now, I remember I said micro. Now, these are macro influencers. Is not sometimes well appreciated by all audiences. The difference between a true influencer marketing and staged influencers is also clearly being seen by audiences. Because you can see where someone is trying to fake it, you know, when they're technically faking the experience with the product. In other cases, some of them influencers are saying, I genuinely use this product. I am genuinely in this demographic for this product. So I'm genuinely stating, this is a product that can, you know, it gives you these functions. It's also the sponsor for the video. And if you want to make use of any discounts, XYZ, there's a link in the description below this. That's what I see regularly on YouTube. It's one of the great things, however, to do, but, as mentioned just now, some audiences are seeing where influencers are not actually, they're not actually true clients themselves, because an influencer is selling you the notion that they are also a customer. Even though they are sponsored, they are also a customer of the same product. So in that regard, you know, it's a little bit difficult. It's a very difficult balance to achieve. However, if you take the authentic route, companies will also use micro influencers as well as employees, company employees and consumers for social proofing, meaning various audiences need to see genuine marketing experiences, genuine experiences within the marketing messaging. This then takes us into our last discussion point here on our digital tech trends. And this is ultimately one of the most important ones as well. Video marketing. Now, video marketing is also one of the top digital trends. Well, it has always been the top digital trends, one of the top digital trends happening for a very long time, but it is still consistently there. And it's also likely to be at the top for more years also to come, because some of the statistics demonstrates the importance of including a video in your digital marketing current trends as a must. Because if you take a look at how do people prefer to learn about a product or service? You know, how do they prefer to learn about this? Well, 68% of a research statistic found out that 68% of people actually appreciate a video. They actually appreciate a video. Here's the notion. It's based on another psychological aspect of us humans, where we want to see you giving a literal example of how to do something or how to interact with something. They want to see the example. 3% of people go, 4% of people go through a presentation or a pitch. 3% go through a sales call or a demonstration. 3% go through an infographic, 4% go through an ebook or manual, and a whopping 15% go through a test-based article, a website, or a post. Now, on all that, guys, there's a lot of text being used. People have to read in between. But ultimately, if you show them a video of how to do the function or how to interact with a product, 68% of people would appreciate that. Now, if that's not a good statistic, I don't know what it is. Because ultimately, any video you put up, you can even go to any of our social media platforms here of Eagle FM. For example, like our Facebook one. You just have to look at the impressions, the interactions with regards to the videos we've uploaded about recent events taking place here in the capital or on the news making rounds. People will be talking about it, people will be looking at it, and people will be sharing it even further. Now, based upon those statistics, 72% of businesses say videos have also improved their conversion rates. 70% of customers have said that they have shared brand videos. They share it. 52% of customers have also said that they've watched or that watching a product video makes them more confident in an online purchase decision. And ultimately, a video content is 50 times more likely to drive users than just normal text. However, one of the issues that marketers consistently face with regards to video marketing in recent years was to showcase long-form texts on mobile screens. So it's that notion of optimization. I know this comes from a discussion I had once with a IT professional, where he said usually people think about just establishing a website for their business, but they only think of it establishing it for a computer, for a computer screen. In some cases, in the beginning of, you know, all this, you know, smartphone development, people forgot to optimize their websites for a smartphone, for a tablet. You get me? So right now, the most important thing is about optimization for the various platforms that you can be seen. From your phone, from a smartphone to a standing PC to a tablet to a laptop. Each one of them have a different screen size, meaning resolution size, and each one of them have a different dimensions and physical attributes, as well as also how the website is to be viewed. Now, a video will still present the same information in a much better way, regardless of the device. It still will. It will still do so. Now, if your website includes a video, it's 50 times more likely to bring organic search results as compared to normal plain text. And ultimately, this will then lead people to find video content more captivating. Hence also, if they have to Google for your videos or to Google for your discussions or to Google for your website, this will ultimately bring such sites on the top results, because that's what the Google algorithm will be looking for. And ultimately, producing video after another isn't just enough. You need to make sure that you are also well aware of ongoing video marketing trends, and a few of them includes the following: live streams on mobile, short form videos, user generated video content, online training and educational videos, video advertising, interactive augmented reality content, shoppable videos, and virtual events. Those are one of the other marketing platforms that you can incorporate in video marketing itself. That brings us up to the end of today's program, guys, and also brings us up to the end of the discussions here on the brand conversation with regards to the digital marketing trends for this year that should be capitalized on. This ultimately takes us into the discussion where you can see me later tonight on the Business and Economic Zone, ultimately, or alternatively, also catch me again, same time, same place, same frequency, same space, here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And this has been The Brand Conversation. Stay tuned as the On The Radar team and crew are ready to make their introduction into the studio. And on that note, let's see each other again.